I just chilled today. We went with Neil to Adventure World.
Kwa choma.
Asi kwa choma.
You say man, you go shule. Jamani
to our kids.
I think.
You have to put more effort and work harder so that your wife doesn't go out there sleeping with a man.
Really? It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter, man.
If she wants to be gongwad, she'll be gongwad. It doesn't matter if you're rich, if you're giving her everything, if you're poor, if you're weak in stocks and shit.
Why are you giving so much emotion, bro?
Do you know Brent?
Yeah.
Anyone who listens Pfizer? To Brent is
fire.
Got you.
Hold on.
Yes. Wagwan, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Read the Room Podcast. This is episode 21. I go by the name Neil _ Mulamo.
Your boy here, Alvin Afula.
Oh, Fifi here.
Fifi.
I go by Kinara.
From
Nara, your boy Baby K, the host with the most _ Kisaka _ on Instagram. Thanks for tuning in. It's another week. It's another let's start it as usual, manigas. How's our week's been? Quickly, run it through. Nasongo, start, man.
I'm starting. Okay.
Yeah.
My week has been great. Yeah, it's been fantastic. Just, you know, the usual. Hustling, going back home, yeah, normal, not
easy,
bad.
Easy. Neil.
Easy week. Good week. Yeah, not bad. Everything going on so far, so good. So, 8 out of 10.
That's not bad. That's good, actually. And we have two new hosts, Kinara and Fifi.
Yes.
Ladies will finish because we saved the best for last.
Yeah. Yeah. Kinara. On the set.
It was Kinara's birthday last weekend, and it was actually crazy. Like,
I bet, yeah.
Rooftop shenanigans. Hey, but tell us how your week has been, your birthday week, man.
Yo, that was mad.
How old are you?
Very old.
Hi.
You don't even say.
You don't say that on set. My week has been all right. Recovering from a birthday weekend isn't that easy, but it was smooth than I expected, actually.
How are you recovering? In terms of
hangover and shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. You all spoiled me. Shorts left, right, and center.
What the accent, bro?
I pause.
What's up?
Shorts left, right, accent? And center.
Hangover and shit.
Leave the accent. This guy here said you were giving him shorts. We are not giving him shorts.
Hey. Oh, shit.
You were shooting yourself, bro.
Oh, watch what you are saying. You are drinking.
Mr. Pepe.
You are shooting yourself.
Mr.
Should Pepe. Should I call you
Mr.? Should I call you Mr.?
Yes, please call me Mr.
But you okay?
Yeah, I've been good.
All right, Fifi, yeah. first time on
on
set. Yes. How are you feeling?
It's good. It's nice.
How's your week been?
Just flat out working. I just chilled today. We went with Neil to Adventure World.
Kwa choma.
Sikuchoma. Neil was so scared.
You say man, you go shule. Jamani
to our kids.
Sayo nilisema niko shule bana.
Adventure World.
Oh my God, I'm sorry. Yeah. Joy,
it's okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm so sorry.
It has gone. It has gone.
We did not go, guys. We did not go.
We went.
I take it back.
We went.
So why did you say you went?
Unarukwa live, apana. We went. My nigga, we were together. Yo.
I take it back, guys. I went to Adventure World.
How was Adventure World? It's been a while. It's just right.
I plead the film.
Okay.
Like
it is what it is. No, but today, you know, the week has been up and down, but the highlight of the week is our guy called Baltazar Egonga.
Ebang.
Just to
Baltazar, even his name, Ikonajina Gonga.
Hey.
So Baltazar Egonga is the director of, for those who don't know, Baltazar Egonga is from Equatorial Guinea. First of all, I didn't know, I'm not hating, but I didn't know anything about Equatorial Guinea.
Okay.
But he's the director general of Equatorial Guinea's National Financial Investigation Agency. So it's pretty big. Has been arrested for allegedly recording more than 400 sex tapes. And of course, if you go on X, Zico Live. The scandal surfaced amid of economic fraud probe. into the 54-year-old economy. So the man is 54, but he's working.
Yeah.
He's working in the office, outside the office, in people. Hey! The sex tape. Yo! Office. In people's offices. So it says he has recorded sex tapes. That's the thing. And the sex tapes, from what I know, it's consensual, as in the partner knows that he's recording. So it's not like he's cheating on anything.
Because you can just... No, you can.
You can. Like, there's people who are sick and they'll be like, we'll just record outside. So you know?
I was about to say something, but I just paused.
Okay. Anyway. Okay, so it's been sexual relations with prominent women such as his brother's wife, the president's cousin, the president's sister, the director general of police's wife, and the spouses of over 20 ministers.
What?
Hey. What are we saying? Like, what is this?
That's my G right there, man. That's my G. The recording part, bro.
Wait, who has watched the tapes?
Yeah, I have.
I've seen quite a few. God.
That's
the man is working. It's not like the man is not working. The man is working. He knows what he's doing. It's an art form. Let's just say.
For me, I don't think it's bad, actually, honestly, because but this guy is making some men proud. We thought we had Akuku Danger back home, but this one is something else. And the recording part is actually good, you know. When you're making mistakes, you go back to your original video so that you can perform more, you can perform better next time. So
you have a point of reference, at least.
That's good. Yeah, you have a point of reference.
No, it's not like you watch it back.
No, you
I'm
watch
sure
it.
Sure, you watch it.
Like, how sick are both of you? Okay, what the fuck?
So you're not sick. You watch
it. No, I'm sure you watch it.
You mean you'll watch your own porn?
Why was he recording then? Trophies? To show other people?
Why were you recording in the first place?
To show other people?
She's saying it's like trophies. It's not.
So how many ladies has he slept with?
Over 400.
Nah, you're wrong.
That's less.
Yes,
I think it's
400
more.
Plus sex tapes, but not more than 400. You know.
That's crazy.
So he slept with.
So there's 400 sex tapes.
Like slept with like 100.
Someone in like three, four times.
Yeah, 100 women.
Anyway, it is what it is.
Doesn't matter though. But
the number is large. Then the guy is doing triple digits at least.
Triple digits
at least.
Real definition of a striker, eh?
My problem is where's the line, man? Where do you draw the line? Is it your sister, man?
Gee.
Your brother's wife? What the fuck? And you guys are actually celebrating this guy?
Yeah, that's good.
He's your brother's wife?
Yeah, that's. Is he African?
Of course, your brother's African.
Yeah, that's good. We inherit.
I feel like he went out of line.
You inherit and a guy who's alive, his wife. And he's alive.
Oh, he's alive?
I think so. Of course, he's not dead.
You just apologize and you move on, bro. It has happened.
Guy, man.
There's nothing you'll do about it.
Wait, I actually heard that one of the ladies committed suicide after she found out the videos were going viral, didn't she? So,
yes. Some don't know.
Was she old
or
young?
There was a pregnant woman.
So, let me ask you, why was he arrested? Because of the sex tapes or because of sleeping?
Nah.
Because it's
abusing. A scandal.
Yeah, like...
He was arrested because he was being investigated for fraud. He was allegedly corrupt. So when the investigators went to his house, they found the sex tapes, the CDs, apparently.
Gee.
Then they thought they were part of evidence.
Storing them on iCloud.
CDs. Kanye, they went to the apartment and found oil. This one they found CDs.
Not Kanye. Oh my God.
Diddy, it was baby oils.
So
now
this
one is CDs.
Actually, I blame the people who leaked them first. Because once they saw it, there were sex tapes. Why will they leak them out to the world?
Maybe
to see?
Working for the police and I find something this juicy, I have to share it with the country. What are you talking about?
Nah, it's like you find, it's like you go and research about something and you find one of your mates, somebody was being
chewed.
I'll just come and tell you, hey, mate, run.
No, you have to say the whole thing.
Yeah, I'll tell you. Hey, your mama's is being gone.
What if they ask, okay, show me proof? Show me the proof. Will you show them?
But why are you snitching?
Will you show them? Not snitching.
But why are you snitching?
Yeah,
like,
exactly. Like, that's a good
why
point.
Why would you
actually
go to someone and say, you know, I just saw a video of
your loyalty lie? Does your loyalty lie with my girl or with me as a friend?
With you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's not snitching. It's telling me the truth, brother.
No, but if you come on, man.
I tell my brother, run.
Bro, if you find my girl outside there.
I don't want to get caught up in the mix, man. I don't want guys saying.
I'm your friend. What are you talking about?
Yeah, you're my friend. I love you, bro.
So you're going to let me stay with somebody who's being, who's out there?
Put your girl in the right place so that she cannot go outside.
I don't know, though.
Yeah, in his mind, he's doing what
the right thing.
I'm doing the right thing, yeah.
He's doing the right thing.
You have to put more effort and work harder, bro, so that your wife doesn't go out there sleeping with that man.
Actually, I think the lesson is, it doesn't matter. Really, it doesn't matter, man. If she wants to be gongwad, she'll be gongwad. It doesn't matter if you're rich, if you're giving her everything, if you're poor, if you're weak in strokes and shit.
So much bro.
This is from personal experience.
Hey, bro. Hey.
It's her type.
Yeah. If she wants to be gongwad, she'll be gongwad.
Fifi, tell us. Is that where you can hold somebody down enough, or the ones that just want to be out there, they can be out there?
No, honestly, if you want to cheat, you'll just cheat. There's nothing
so you can do about you it. You can accept to be gongwad when you have have someone. Can you accept to be gongwad by the brother?
It depends. No.
Yo.
Oh
my God. It came out the wrong way.
It came out the wrong way.
It depends, huh?
It depends.
Bro. Listen. Whoa.
That was quick. It depends. No, depends what?
That means like the women like the guy. Honestly, you just can't put yourself.
Okay, I'm going to ask, but if it's your type.
Why are you asking me?
We want a woman's perspective.
A woman's perspective. If it's your type, if the guy is your type, would you do it?
If I have a guy, a man.
You're married, yeah.
Okay, I'm not saying you will do it, but I'm saying in terms of women.
Hypothetically speaking.
What would other people think?
Honestly, depends on how deep you are with your guy.
Yeah.
Like, if you're really close, you won't do
it. No matter how deep and you also, are, but what, he's just your type.
My type, then what? Like,
what I think just also one, is the risk of being found out.
No.
If they think you will never find out about this guy, is visiting from Germany, he's on holiday. Yeah.
They'll do it.
Because the guy will leave and then go to Germany. Yeah. Like, you'll never, it's not the neighbor.
Yeah.
Where you'll run into him or something. That's what I feel like, honestly.
Nah.
If it's their type and because what I also feel with this guy, I feel like it got to a point he was getting referrals.
Right? Yeah, like, yeah, Egonga is banging me real good, hey.
Yeah. I feel like, I honestly feel that was the thing.
What's his
Egonga?
Name again?
Ebang, Baltasa, Ebang, Egonga.
How old is he?
54.
Bro, that's a legend.
Was he paying them?
No.
Nah.
Just sex.
If you go to the president's
wife.
Chuck me some dollars.
if you go to the president's wife, president's cousin, you can't tell me these two don't talk to each other. President's wife, president's cousin.
Yeah.
Vice president, brother, they were discussing this whole thing.
And then they're like, the game is top. It's like Chelsea's game, you know what I mean?
But why do bad things happen to good people? This should happen in Kenya back home. Gashagwa, Ruto, everyone.
Yeah.
Like this.
Yeah.
Right. But so many people will be celebrating the guy. So many people are celebrating the guy.
This guy should come back home.
You go guard, Mama.
The whole status.
You go guard. Hey, yo.
Yo, I can imagine if he was. Back home, it would be crazy.
So, like, how many kids?
He's got six kids with his
six
wife.
Six kids?
Yeah.
Right, he has tried. I was expecting more. Yeah. I was expecting more, bro.
He knows.
Oh, yeah.
I saw
some news that his brother's kids are not the wife's, are not the husband's kids, actually.
They're the brothers.
This guy's kind of left, right, center.
Yo.
They're actually his kids.
Jeez. The fact that you'd let another man raise your kids. Is vile.
No, he didn't know.
This man is dangerous, though.
He didn't know they weren't his until the sex tapes came out, and then they went to do the DNA and shit.
Would you ever forgive your brother if he did that?
Ah, fuck no.
Never.
Fuck no.
Bruv, what are you talking about?
Jeez. That's crazy, man. What do you mean you can go gongea for me?
My blood, bro.
You've never gone there.
You can gongea for me.
People gonga. What do gonga?
You thought I can't gonga?
No, you can gonga, but don't gonga for me.
Yeah, I
know. Gonga for someone else, bro.
Hey, no, no.
Yeah,
ati,
gonga, it's good to say gonga yours.
Ati, the problem is not kunigongea.
Ni kunigongea gongea.
Kunigongea alafu uongeze diameter.
Bana, unasongesha beacon. Unasongesha beacon, tuko mbele ba.
Translation, the problem is not hitting my girl for me. My problem is like hitting and leaving it bigger than it was. Like now I can't enjoy.
There's a video I saw which is turning back home as well. These guys that go to massage parlors. So I saw a video from Edgar Barry where like guys, they were like dissecting the things that do happen in a massage parlor.
Yeah.
Back home. Like you go and see these, you know, boards saying, you know, massages and what do you call it?
Happy ending?
No, there's no happy ending. That's been so direct.
No. Right into it.
What do we call it? Like the
sports full body massage.
Reflexology.
Reflexology,
So this guy was saying that we all know what takes place inside there. There's the happy ending and there's more to a happy ending. So my question is, when we know all about that and you have a partner, will you let your partner go for a massage? Can you let your partner go for a massage after knowing what happens?
There's a couple's package, eh?
Not always.
There should be a couple package.
Hmm?
There should be a couple's package. So if she's going, I'm going.
That's it, bro.
Oh my gosh, you're so.
We are thinking too hard, Bana.
Nah, there actually is.
What happened to trust?
Trust.
Yeah, it's not.
And it's normally the private massages where like you don't go to a mall, then you go to a massage. It's like, you know, you
house like,
call.
Yeah,
the guy.
House calls. Can you let your partner go for a house call just for massage?
No, man.
She'd be like, you know, baby case, it's just, you know, it's just 1 hour, it's just a massage, 1 hour.
Nah, you know, the guy from...
I'd rather
massage my girl every day.
For a fact, you don't know how to massage your girl like
that. Jesus Christ.
For a fact, you don't know how to massage her like those guys.
No, we'll confirm after the show.
No. You know how to do the other thing. But you don't know how to massage. Yeah, massage. Do you know actually these guys studied to do massage? They didn't just wake up. Have you ever been given a massage?
Yes.
Live with your girl. Like you go and pay
like a real
sports
massage.
They even use their elbows, bro.
The way these guys actually, the way these guys actually do it, it's hard, man. And they actually study for it. It's they go through training for.
Okay.
For that massage.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Saying you can do it,
my qualifications ain't that professional.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. You either let her have a massage or pay for a massage chair and then she just sits now.
Which is not effective as
the
massage.
You know the guy from home, Steve, Massage by Steve?
Yeah,
you know him, right?
That's exactly him.
Yeah. That guy's Gonga's women.
That guy came out with a video saying, like, if I'm doing for you, you know this massage, and you feel like borrowing, don't be shy. That's what he said.
What?
Like, usiogope, usifil shy kuomba.
Yeah,
ukiona na
normal.
Kusanya finya then, uombe,
usifil
shy.
Who's this?
Massage by Steve. The Wakaniaru, whatever.
Mm.
He'll show you. He will show you.
Bro, no, don't look at it right now. Come on.
Brother, massage is hard, man. You either do it at your house. He let her do it like once
and
a year.
And he said he doesn't do men.
Yeah,
he speaks a lot. He said he doesn't do men.
Even you, why is a man massaging you?
What's his name?
Why
is a man
massaging you? On a house call, like
just a normal massage.
Onzere, come save me.
Why is a man massaging you top to bruv?
No, because I legally need a massage, bro.
Get a woman.
So your thighs, a man is holding.
But my partner won't let me get a woman to massage
your thighs.
Yeah.
Bro.
No, like I'm saying, there's the couple's package. Like, she can see what someone is doing to you.
No one needs to know everything.
You know him?
You know him? Have you been with him before?
But that one. What about the what about the Jamaican ones?
Which one?
The ones on the river.
Never.
The ones on the river. Have you
never
not seen that?
Nah,
and then
bro,
they use,
never.
Like, milk and... Is it milk or something?
Yeah.
And then they're on a raft.
Shit.
Have you not seen that?
Yeah.
Brother, you just let them. You let women enjoy whatever they want to enjoy. It's not like they're going to go live with them.
So you want you mean so I should let my wife do
you
that?
You let your missus be touched by somebody else
for the massage? For yeah, the let massage. Her go, man. Let her, because she has. Let her enjoy her thing. She'll come home after all the thrill and all the dopamine drops.
You know, when you talk like that, you remind me of a certain video I saw on TikTok. Yeah. A certain man was recording his wife being dropped home by another man at 1 a.m. Another man comes like inside that. The
There's
house.
Boundaries.
Bro, and she's like, and the man is like, "End or you remember later, blah blah blah."
That's not good.
Even before
you saw the video.
Was she drunk or was she
the woman?
Yeah.
I really can't tell. But they were having a conversation with the husband.
I didn't know him later.
And the guy says, "Thank you."
I'll kill you.
And the guy says,
but if the guy is bigger than you,
I don't care.
Really?
But he brought her safe.
And
yeah.
And he puts her to bed.
Safe and untouched.
And untouched.
Man, no eyes.
Good. Yeah,
and it's safe and untouched. Like we did nothing.
In one piece. Yes. How would you know if they did anything?
And you came from my house, but we were just talking.
Yeah.
Ati alala kwa kiti, mimi nalala kwa kitanda.
Bro, maneno haya.
Nenda kuchukua demu yako nimpeleke kwa boy wake.
No, but that's madness. But aside from all the massages and the gongas, hopefully, I don't know what will happen to the guy, but
gonga ni gonge, bro.
The man's living his life.
Yeah, I heard he was being tested for STDs and shit.
I won't be surprised, man. Like, all those, you have to be extra safe.
So if he's found positive, the charges go up.
Why?
I don't know. That is abuse of public office. What do you mean?
But his pull-up game is crazy. 6 kids? It's crazy.
He should be having like, what, 40?
With his wife, it's okay. You're not allowed to pull out with your wife, man. It's your child. It's your wife, man.
Oh, the 6 kids are... But yeah, he's got kids with his brother's wife, though.
No, but the 6 are the ones with his wife, right?
Yeah,
so that's okay.
So how many with his brother's kid?
I'm not too sure.
Hey!
Don't ask. Maybe we might be part of them. But we might be part of them. Who knows?
My father cannot be a gonger. At least now we know Equatorial.
It's coming on the map anyway.
Oh, yeah. The last time I heard about Equatorial Guinea was in social studies, bro.
Yeah.
Everyone's learning about it. Now, I was going to tell you guys about my favorite song now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's hear it.
Love Me Better.
Love Me Better.
It's called Better.
Shit. I was like, wait, what?
It's called Better.
Are you upset? are you upset because no one can love you better like she did?
No.
Are you being paid?
No.
I've not been paid. For the promotion?
Why? But if a song slaps, I'm not. If a song slaps, it slaps, man. Better by Mutoria. If you've not listened to it, Bana, do yourself a favor.
Nah, for real though.
Go and listen to it. If it doesn't, you have every right to come slap me if it's not banging. But that nigga was in his bag. It's a guy, right? I've not seen the video. I'm just playing.
You thought it was a girl?
No, of course. Like, I'm just playing. Chill out.
Just be honest. Who did you think he was?
I know it's a guy. But I'm just saying he was in his bag at the time of making that. You guys have heard it. What are you guys listening to right now?
Personally, I'm listening to a lot of Njeraya, whatever her name is.
Yeah.
I think she's so underrated. She's so good.
She's so good. Yo, she's amazing.
Yeah.
I'll just be honest, I'm really fucking out. No.
Don't worry.
It's okay.
It's okay to work out this. Don't worry. Don't worry.
Psych. I'm really fucking. Yo.
I was just saying, like, are you really fucking serious? With white people music, like Taylor Swift.
Oh, yeah, I love Taylor.
Is it only music you're fucking with?
Yeah, that was supposed to say.
You're a Swiftie, huh?
Taylor Swift. What?
You're a Swiftie. Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Give me five.
I told you we have two women on the show, bro. Told you.
Nah, if something's good, it's good.
I told Papa. You, bro.
You appreciate me. What about you?
Hey. But listen to... bro, I listen to what, actually? I just listen to... I think the R&B shit.
Which one though? Like old school or new school R&B or like 2010s there?
Do you know Brent?
Yeah.
Oh. Anyone who listens Pfizer? To Brent?
Fire.
Got you.
That wasn't a joke,
bro. You just laughed, bro.
You're being for real.
Chill out, bro.
We got that on camera.
But Fire.
What?
Oh, my God.
But yeah. We do get who you say.
Yeah, for sure, bro. For sure.
Yeah.
Who do you listen to? Give us names.
Kasongo, yeah.
Who do I listen to right now?
The R&B. Give me someone particular or a name.
Faisal.
R&B?
She told us Taylor Swift. And right.
Faisal.
It's okay, you can pass, Neil.
No, I listen to... Actually, I'm listening to Bridget.
Bridget Blue?
Bridget Blue.
Oh, yeah, she's cool. Girl.
And Saru. But I like some
Mori.
Nah,
Ivo,
just
Ivo.
Ivo. Yeah.
Just maintain.
Ivo. Maintain.
Yeah.
All right. You, Ofula?
Any reggae can do for you, bro.
Nowadays, I tune into a cardinally too much, man.
For sure, man.
Full time. It's a full time job listening to 100%, them, man. 100%. You know.
What's your favorite line?
My favorite line.
Yeah.
Favorite cardinale line.
Yo sasa, yo ndio place flani, I will circumcise this.
What song is that? Yoni kama gani?
Ali in the morning kama pera.
Yako kama pera mama vela. Chunga, hey. Chunga.
But that's why you listen to Taylor Swift, bro.
Yeah.
That's what you listen. Just be a Swifty, bro.
Stay Swifty.
Yako kama vela.
Just stay Swifty.
Ni mapera. What do you mean nakula mapera in the morning?
But it's actually funny how like you guys
my best line is pa you know that
so we made the life
manduru sisi skia tukuja niwezi.
Oh yeah,
labda ntia kondikni anapigwa kimechi. Now that's my best.
That's crazy.
I'm a ska akisema ati umebeba. Huh?
Bro, you're a Swiftie, bro.
No, it's hard actually thinking about the actual line, but it's
I know
it's
I have
somewhere,
one.
It's somewhere, have one it's somewhere in the lines of, yeah.
Unadhani na mwaga ndani kumbe na mwaga kwa matope.
Yeah,
from, I don't know the song, but yeah.
What are you guys family right now? Because, you know, it's actually always easy when you go to the club and it's funny how guys sing the song, but then when you come and sit down and listen to the lyrics, it's completely different from how you're singing.
You're singing it in the club, yeah.
From how you're shouting.
It's different, but there's things you get. Like, the ones I was saying is somewhere in the lines of umesota, umebeba, kwani umekalia do.
Oh, I saying, think right? I know that song, yeah.
How?
That one, yeah.
Mutex.
Kome fami erokama, no.
I'm actually impressed, bro. I'm actually impressed, sis. If you know, Magnus. I'm actually impressed.
Now, but it is what it is. We're about to close out. Anything to say before we finish?
We were having a conversation earlier on about our first encounters in strip clubs.
We'll talk about next time. We don't have enough time. We have 3 minutes to close.
Oh, shit. Yeah, we're closing at 11.
Yeah.
Story for next time. Stay tuned.
Anyway, boys and girls, it's been real. Thanks for tuning in, you know. I go by the name.
Alvin from Galvin's.
Yeah. How's it going, Mike?
Hey.
Nara.
Not too shabby.
Until next time, see you guys, Kinara.
It's been good, guys. See you next time, Fifi.
It's been good, guys. See you next time, Neil_Lama.
Yeah, if you're here this much, thank you for tuning in. Keep subscribing on your YouTube at Read the Room Podcast. Keep liking our stuff, sharing it where you can. We're getting out there. Say hi if you meet us out there, outside there. We don't bite, man.
And please order merchandise, man. Please, order merchandise.
We'll get merchandise.
Please make your orders. Make your orders. We have merchandises, including boxes, bro.
Oh, shit.
But as we close, your host is the most BabyK_Kisaka_ on Instagram. And I'll share my Twitter, man. I want to be active on Twitter, man. Say some wild shit.
I have two lines.
I have, bruv, we have to, man. Get active on Twitter.
I have two lines.
Which one?
I have two jokes someone sent me. So the question is, there was a man asking, Jesus Christ. Do I just read it the way it is?
Yeah.
The last time I was someone's type, I was donating blood.
Hey. Mm-hmm. Hey, now why'd you go outside, bro? Yo.
The second one was, there was someone asking a question. Aren't you wearing your ring on the wrong finger? Then the lady say yes, because I'm married to the wrong man.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. All these are just hating on men.
I have one dad joke.
Go.
Maybe y'all might not laugh, but I found it funny.
No, I laugh for you, bro.
That's up for you, bro. I laugh for you, man.
You're a Swifty.
Hey.
What is red and bad for your teeth?
What is red?
And bad for your teeth.
What is red and bad for your teeth?
Yeah.
What?
Anyone has an idea?
Yeah.
What is red and bad for your teeth?
Yeah.
Colgate.
Period.
Candy.
Jesus Peace. Christ. Why are you overthinking things, man?
Hey. In again, bro.
Okay, go on. Finish.
A brick.
What is red and bad for you? A brick.
At your brick. Me, at a angusi joke, basi. Mi yangu ata basi ata si joke.
Abu isewe.
Yangu ni ati madem petit mna compete na watoi kubango.
Oh, that's not good.
Kuna moja ulieka. Nikacheka.
Gendio. IG. Chanda itafuta. Anyway, yo.
Yamusho. Nimekumbuka. Yamusho. There's a joke Obenji posted saying, kwa nini dem akwe lesbian na hana pesa? Hizo ni vitu za majuu. Uwezi kuwa lesbian na ukwe broke. Hautaezana nayo.
It is what it is. Now actually, from next week, I think we have a segment going through like somewhat of our weekly jokes or memes that we saw and found funny.
Oh, yeah,
and
share
actually. For sure, 100%.
If that's 100%, cool, there on, yeah? 100%. We can do that like a segment behind.
PG,
but yeah,
PG.
It is
PG.
What it is, yo.
Yo.
Till next time. Thanks for tuning in. Peace.
Peace.
Peace.